picture on a mantle up above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl, better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis, mourning the death of Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. The longtime lawmaker spent decades in office fighting for various causes, including those protesting the war in Gaza on college campuses earlier this year. Here's the late Congresswoman previously on the House floor.
Those who feel that they are not respected, who have come from the Mideast and believe that people do not respect them. Yes, you are. This is America. We believe in free speech.
Congresswoman Lee had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She was 74. Former President Trump holds his first rally since last weekend's assassination attempt, appearing with his newly announced running mate, J.D. Vance, later today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Meantime, President Biden continues to face growing calls to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Now sources tell ABC News Biden is now open to discussions over dropping out. This is ABC News. Chinese authorities say at least 11 people have died and 30 are missing in the partial collapse of a highway bridge in northwest China. Heavy storms and flooding appear to be the cause there, and in southwest China, dozens of houses were destroyed by storms. Evan Gerskovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia for months, was sentenced Friday to more than a decade and a half in a Russian penal colony.
Evan was on assignment when he was detained and accused of passing information to the CIA. He's the first American journalist arrested for spying in Russia since the Cold War. In a statement, the Wall Street Journal saying Evan has spent 478 days in prison, wrongfully detained, away from his family and friends, prevented from reporting, all for doing his job as a journalist.
ABC's James Longman. The U.S. is still trying to broker Gerskovich's release. Federal judge has delayed Louisiana's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in all public school classrooms until at least November, while legal challenges play out. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Hundreds of people on death row have now been exonerated over the last 50 years, and many more have been executed, even though they're innocent. Here's Will Waukee.
It's being called a historic milestone. 200 people have been exonerated after being sentenced to death since 1973. The exonerees were wrongfully convicted because of misconduct from government officials or other factors, and then set free after being behind bars, sometimes for decades. Robin Marr with the Death Penalty Information Center says cases like this have been devastating, not just for individual families, but for the nation.
Communities really lose confidence in the integrity of the legal system and its ability to respond appropriately and keep them safe.
Half of the public now believes the U.S. unfairly applies the death penalty, according to the latest polling, but a majority of Americans still favor death sentences for those convicted of murder. Nationwide, Marr says far more than 200 people have likely been wrongfully convicted and sentenced to death, in part because of challenges with the legal appeal process.
Once someone is convicted and sent to prison, that burden then shifts to them to prove that they're innocent. And that's very difficult to do without a good lawyer. And it's also very difficult to do because of the operation of the law.
The Death Penalty Information Center says two-thirds of those exonerated have been people of color. President Joe Biden campaigned on abolishing the federal death penalty, but his administration has taken few steps to do so. I'm Will Waukee, West Virginia News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
On Tuesday, July 23rd at 11 a.m., join the Park Falls Library with The Wacky World of Wesley Waffles. There is nothing more delicious than waffles in the morning. The Park Falls Public Library is serving up entertainer Wesley Waffles as part of their Adventure Begins at Your Library summer reading program. Wesley Waffles is a young, energetic singer and songwriter who spreads positive messages with his upbeat songs. This fun program is offered free of charge and is open to the public.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers upset by the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Washington Nationals last night, 5-2 to AmFam Field in Milwaukee. The Nationals able to snap a five-game losing streak. Brewers right-hander Freddy Peralta struggled, giving up four runs on 10 hits through five innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I mean, I think Freddie made a few mistakes, but I thought generally he threw the ball good. And, you know, they just lost five in a row, so they're kind of hungry to win, and they put some balls in play. And, yeah, and their starter did a nice job to keep us at bay.
The Nationals' Jackson Rutledge held Milwaukee to just three hits on two walks over 4 2/3 innings in his first ever major league start. A familiar face, Jesse Winker, who struggled last year with the Brewers, crushed a home run 403 feet to right center field, his 11th home run of the year. He also drove in a run with an RBI double. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis. Chicago's now won five in a row. The Reds got past the Marlins 7-4. Pirates over the White Sox 4-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a partly sunny weekend in store for us, highs close to 80, a few pop-up storms around. It warms into the low 80s for early next week, a little more humid, and still the chance of showers and storms.
Currently it's 56.
Broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic.
Presented by Onyx. Know where you stand with Onyx.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just a lookout for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish Hunt Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
That's right. Welcome to the show. We've got a lot to get to, including in fishermen. They're going to be with us. Thomas Allen joined us in the boat at Tazen Lake Lodge. We recorded a podcast in a boat in as far north of Saskatchewan as you can go. It was one of the cooler places we've done this show, and we'll bring that interview to you here on the show. Part of it on the radio show, the extended version on the podcast. So if you're listening to this on one of our radio affiliates, you can listen to some of it here and then go to our YouTube channel or wherever you get your favorite podcasts to hear the full interview. Joe Henry's going to give us the Lake of the Woods fishing report, and we'll get David was up fishing in kind of by Lake of the Woods-ish. We'll find out how that trip went for you.
Yeah, north. That's there.
David Eckhart right there, and Dan Amundson is with us. Dan, are you tired from all the traveling?
Well, we break the fourth wall here. If you're watching this right now, we're traveling again.
Yeah. we're actually in Ontario right now, if you're wherever you are.
This looks like Minnesota, but it's not. Well, it is, but it's not. But, well, anyways.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Well, just, you know what? It's the radio. It's theater of the mind. We're wherever you want to be.
That's right.
Except this is YouTube.
So we went to Ontario for whatever it was, 5 days, came home for 2 days, went to Saskatchewan for 2.5 weeks. We're home for less than a day.
Yeah.
One night, basically. Spent the night, recorded this that you're watching right now, and then went back to Ontario to Garden Eagle Resort. And we're going to be having this show probably from there, some of it from that resort in Ontario next week here on this show. So stay tuned for that. But this week, now I just want to get everybody totally confused. This week, we're going to have an interview from Saskatchewan at Tazen Lake Lodge coming up in a little bit.
We're not in there. Ontario. But we're in Minnesota.
Oh my gosh. Who is this train wreck brought to you by this week?
Oh, it's brought to you by Invergrove Toyota. Invergrove Toyota is the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever. Hey, look for the rig when we're driving around. Post a picture on social media, and you can win some prizes. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip for this open water season at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Onyx Hunt. See private land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Onyx Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge. We're not there, but we were there. Catch world record lake trout and giant pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at TazenLake.com. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Catch it all at Devil's Lake. Prairie Sportsman. The new season's wrapped up. Check your TV guide for local airtimes on reruns or watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fish Devil's Lake this summer. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort. We are there. Come fish the Ontario waters of Guardian Eagle Resort. Fly directly from Minneapolis. Learn more at GuardianEagle.com.
And if you're at ICAST, we're not there.
We're not, but we're there.
You may see us, or at least Dan. I don't think I'm in the video.
No, but we're there. But we're not.
I was behind the camera most of the time, but you'll see some Cast King videos featuring our one and only Dan Abbotson, ladies and gentlemen, and the iReel 2. You can see some of those videos on the You can see some of those videos on the Cast King social media pages or on the Cast King website promoting the new iReel 2 that we were a part of that project earlier this year. Thank you very much, Cast King. I don't know what soccer game it was that happened, something in Miami.
The Copa America.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but
we watched it.
We were in the bar in Fort McMurray, Alberta. So, you know, oil town, we're in northern Canada, like hockey. Like hockey, I was going to say Hockey USA, but that, that wouldn't exactly make sense.
That's not it.
Hockey Town Canada, basically. And in the bar, they had this soccer game. What else was on? It was like tennis or something and soccer. And we're like, what is happening right now? Can you just put on, find an old hockey? Can you put a DVD of a hockey game in, please, or something? And there were guys watching this soccer game. Just cheering, like it was loud. We had some of the guests from Tazen joined us at this bar, and they're all a little bit older and everything. And we're trying to have conversations with them, and it's like we're at the soccer game. Like it was so loud in there, and then there's people cheering soccer,
which nothing was even happening.
Nothing.
Like they'd pass and they'd be,
freak out.
All right.
It ended up being a 1-0 game after 3 days. I think the game took something.
Well,
like
remember, because they go into extra time, so the referee just determines, oh, we finished 90 minutes, but hey, you know, I'm feeling like another 6 minutes or so. Whatever. Then they go to another extra time. And then, I don't know. The guy ridiculous. Scored, and I thought it'd be like sudden death. But nope, they just kept playing. And I think it was just when the ref decided he wanted to go home. The game is over.
So. Something like that. Anyway, it was down in Miami. They trashed the stadium. Like, people were...
Soccer without, sucks.
People bum-rushed
Yeah, bum-rushed it without tickets, and they were fighting in the stands, and it was ridiculous.
Crawling through air ducts to get in.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Like, I mean... we would do that for ICAST. Like, if we went to ICAST, we'd be crawling in. I could see
that.
Can
you imagine how hot it'd be in an air duct?
Oh, my God.
ICAST?
Oh. No, unless the AC was on or something. And that's
Imagine how cold it'd be in the air duct at ICAST.
I would just crawl in there to cool off. Like, I would be in ICAST, and just, I would just crawl in the air ducts to get out.
You'd be there.
Just watching it from the ceiling.
Yeah. You'd be there, but you're not there.
Right.
But you're there.
But we're there. But I noticed there are a lot of new products that we saw while we were here.
Not there.
That are not there.
Yeah.
That you were telling me about.
Well, Dan. Yeah. I just kept seeing stuff. So we talked about the iReel 2 from Cast King. Rapala has some new plastics, some new Crush City. Got to be careful how you say that on the radio. Crush City.
Yes. I think enunciated.
Yeah, please. A Mooch Minnow, a Hedgehog, a smaller version of the Mayor. Berkeley has a new minnow, the Drip Minnow, they called it. And I saw they have a Spot Tail Shiner version.
Interesting. So,
bait stores in northern Minnesota might be shivering a little bit because spot tails are a hot commodity. And if that plastic works, it looks like a spot tail. You can get some scent on there, which it's Berkeley, so there probably is some scent. Might be really, really good. There's some rods, there's some reels, there's some weird stuff down there. Bunch of new jigs. I saw All Terrain has some new jigs. Clam came out with a bunch of new ice fishing products. So if you're excited about ice fishing, they've got some heaters. I think I saw a live scope pull from Clam. So some interesting new stuff there. Bunch of new stuff. If you're a fishing gear junkie, just like look up hashtag ICAST and you'll see a pile of stuff.
We're headed to Guardian Eagle Resort this weekend. We're going to be driving the Invergrove Toyota Fundra, the FHF Tundra.
What?
the Fundra. We're driving that to the cities to jump on an airplane in Anoka to fly to Guardian Eagle Resort, where they have their own 3,000-foot concrete runway. They have 75,000 acres of private water. Fly directly from Minneapolis. You can also fly directly from Chicago, which we were talking to the guys from Chicago about flying directly from there. You can be at the lodge in just 2 hours from Minneapolis. Learn more at guardianeagle.com. And David, you spent a little time. You went and saw our friends up at Riverbend. You spent a little bit of time at Lake of the Woods.
Sure did.
Saw Paul and Brandy.
It was a shorter trip than I would like. We were only up there for one night. But yeah, got to stop in and hang out for a while and get some really good food at the bar. And
now, yeah. You went up to Ontario because then you went to the Canadian side, and this wasn't a fishing trip necessarily. It was
a fishing trip.
Oh, it was a fishing trip.
My wife's girl trip that she said I got to go with.
Oh, it's your girl.
To take them fishing.
Oh, okay. So it was a group of girls that just had, it wasn't a.
It was one of the girls' family's trips, and then she invited us and one other couple with.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a good time. Caught a bunch of fish. Lindsay got a 26. One other guy got a 29 and 7/8. He said he tried to stretch it as much as he could, but it wouldn't cross over that 30 mark.
Well, and there was a bug hatch while you were up there?
Yep. There was a bunch of mayflies, so fishing was a little slower, but we still caught plenty of fish, a couple fish fries. And
how were you fishing?
Bottom bouncers and spinners, or we spot locked on them a couple times. And
now you said the bug hatch, there's a bug hatch. Did that include like the mosquitoes? And did you have a weird mosquito bite? Does that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. There was an incident in the woods. Not an ideal mosquito bite.
Use your imagination, viewers, listeners, or don't if you'd like to not throw up.
You don't use your imagination. Yeah. That's great. So it was a good time. Your wife caught a nice walleye. That's awesome. Did she fish much?
No. I think every fish that she caught, she didn't know if it was weeds or a fish.
Yeah, well.
She's like, I think I have one. I don't know.
That's awesome, though. Did she have fun? Do you think she'll want to go again now?
Oh, yeah. She's like, you might have started something bad. I don't want to come with you more. I'm like, perfect. Come on.
Is that really what you said?
It is.
Really?
It is.
Is that really what you meant?
Yes, it is. I enjoyed watching her catch fish. It was fun.
We'll chat off air.
Did she have any mosquito? No, I don't want to ask.
Whoa.
I don't want to know. All right. Well, it sounds like a good trip. It was a good time. And you may go back to Lake of the Woods this weekend, it sounds like.
Potentially, yeah.
There's the event.
Veterans event.
Yeah, at Arneson's.
Yep.
Lance Peterson, which we went up and filmed for Prairie Sportsman a couple years ago.
Yep. I got a buddy fishing there, so I might go. Give them a hand, get an extra line in the water for those guys.
That's awesome. Those events are just a lot of fun, obviously. Arneson's loves being a part of that veterans event. They got the American flag out on the rocks there out in front of the harbor. It's such a cool event, and Lance does such a great job with that.
Yep.
So for anybody that is going to be up there, go stop by and thank a veteran at Arneson's this weekend. Buy him a beer. Absolutely. Go check them out. We are going to get a Lake of the Woods fishing report here in just a couple of, actually later in the show with Joe Henry. Thomas Allen from In Fisherman is going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. We're up at Tazen Lake Lodge the last couple of weeks filming a new season of Tazen TV that you can watch. You can catch up on the past episodes on our YouTube channel, the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube channel right now. But Nicole Stonedan was up there right before we were up there, and they had a great trip.
Yeah, I swear every time I open, Instagram, that app, it's like her or Average Jane Outdoors with another Tazen Lake giant. They had fun.
And it's so funny. And I, same thing. Every time I open up, I just hear, oh, fudge. She's trying to reel this. It's Megan. I can't remember. Megan Dornbush, Average Jane Outdoors on Instagram. And they just smashed. They had a great time up there at Tazen Lake Lodge. And this reel has, last I looked, it was like 1.2 million views on it or something.
Oh, wow.
It's her trying to land this giant lake trout. And she's just like struggling to reel it in. And just I've never heard anybody say, oh, fudge, when they're trying to reel in a big fish.
Especially in Canada.
Which, yeah. Well, she's American.
Yeah.
Canadians have a little saltier language. They may not have used that word.
Barry's cousin.
Inside joke for any of us that were up there. But just like a great fish and some really cool stuff. And Nicole Stone made a YouTube video that you can see on her YouTube channel. So there's a video to watch for you. We don't have the official sounder ready to go unless maybe we do. I don't know if Dan's got that.
Video of the week.
There it is.
Check Timing
it
out. Is everything.
Nicole Stone's YouTube. Check out her trip to Tazen Lake Lodge in northwest Saskatchewan. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we're going up to Tazen Lake with Thomas Allen from In Fisherman when we come back. All right, if you're looking for a world-class fishing destination, you don't have to go any further than Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Check out Devil's Lake, where the walleye bite remains strong even through the dog days of summer. Visit devilslakend.com to learn more and plan your next trip to Devil's Lake.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back on Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Dan Amundson's up there in the front of the boat behind the camera right now because we're out of the studio. We're up at Tazen Lake Lodge, and Thomas Allen's joining us right now. Thomas, how are you doing?
As good as I could be on one of the most spectacular lakes I've ever visited. Yes. Unbelievable.
Pretty cool place. You're with In Fisherman, of course, and you've been up here doing some filming this week. What first impression, just real quick, if you were to summarize, you know, the trip so far, what would you say?
Well, it was a perfect success. We got another day of fishing yet and a couple minutes here this evening, but I mean, to come up here and within 2 days knock our giant lake trout segment out, and then spend a couple days getting some nice pike and some action trout, as you guys like to call them. I mean, to go home with two In Fisherman TV segments, that's a grand slam in my book.
I feel like it's just fitting that we're sitting here jigging lake trout like walleyes when we're with In Fisherman, right? Like, I mean, we're doing a little drift here. We got jigs and plastics. Like, you got Gulp on, I got Northland on, and we got Big Nasty. Oh, there's a fish right there, unless that's your jig. We got Big Nasty jigs on from Cass Lake. I mean, we're representing Minnesota in a lot of ways up here, jigging within Fishermen. I think it's awesome. And look at this.
Like, well,
this
and on largely uncharted waters to boot. You know, there's not very many people that have fished here and will spend time here. So, I mean, this is kind of, you're right, a little sense of nostalgia, just the groundbreaking and finding new ways to catch fish. And we're doing that right now using forward-facing sonar to catch lake trout with spinning tackle, and if we hook into a 40-pounder, it's going to be a rodeo.
Oh yeah, for sure. So when you first, I mean, we've been talking about bringing you up here for quite a while. When you first realized that this trip was going to happen, what did you think?
Well, I think it's been a year in the making anyway. It's probably over a year in the making, and I'd known about Tazen Lake and Tazen Lake Lodge for less than a decade, but for a while it's been on my bucket list, something I wanted to do. And honestly, I've never caught a big lake trout before this trip.
Yeah.
The lake trout I have contacted were behind a mile and a half of lead core on a great lake somewhere. So, you know, that's a cool experience in and of itself, but to come here and target world-class fish and then tangle with them is everything I'd hoped it would be. I mean, really, the excitement of coming to this place when it's on your bucket list, it's nothing short of a blessing. But to sit here right now and watch the sunset over those trees and knowing that we're thousands of miles from anything, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I think it's like 59 and a half or parallel if you really want to try to look into it, something like that. And the Northwest Territories are just north of us. Alberta is not too far away to the west. We're about as far northwest in Saskatchewan as you can go. And you've been to Saskatchewan before, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've been a couple times. I would say after this, I've got probably my top two favorite, two of my top favorite outdoor experiences occurred in Saskatchewan. I did a deer hunt probably 12, 13 years ago, and it was unbelievable. Took home a very nice chocolate rack buck.
And that's cool.
All the way up here at the northern reaches of Saskatchewan at Tazen Lake. Yeah, there's not many places you can have an adventure like this and experience the outdoors at this level I mean, like I said, the only thing that I'm short is my family. Hmm. Otherwise, this is straight up hog heaven.
Yeah, this is a neat place, and it's kind of family run. So it's a it's a group of friends and some family members that are here running the place. And it's obviously we talk about it on the show all the time. People are probably sick of us talking about it because we like it so much. But let's talk about you a little bit and your background and what you do. So you've been with InFish now for 4 or 5 years.
Just about almost at 4 years. Probably within a week or two, it'll have been 4 years, and I grew up in Iowa. My wife is from central Minnesota, and we spent several years near the cities working with North American fishermen, and that's a long story we could get into one day. But that place was, I mean, there was a time when they could throw pennies in the air and $100 bills came down with their business model. It was amazing. But that changed and had an opportunity to move south to Birmingham, Alabama, and work with Bassmaster. Spent 5 years there and loved it, and really had no intention of coming back. We kind of moved down there with the mindset like we got to commit to this. We got to stay there and give it the right amount of time. And we were literally there 5 years to the day. This opportunity fell in my lap. In fact, I kind of said no to it a couple times, not knowing exactly what it was all about. And finally had a sit down conversation with Todd Seisner, and I'm glad I did because
you got a fish right on you.
It's been
he's right there.
Yeah, I see it.
All right, keep telling your story.
It comes down to like you're in this. If you have this dream to work in the outdoor space, you're gonna have to make sacrifices to keep the dream alive. And for us, that was moving to Alabama. It was a sacrifice we had to put on the line. And when the opportunity came to move home and to move home to work within fishermen, I mean, it almost felt preordained because my very first interest in outdoor media was my exposure to the InFisherman crew. And I knew in fourth grade what I wanted to do because of that encounter. And I mean, it's amazing. So I couldn't be more thankful for what I've got and where we're at. And we're back home. Alabama was great. Like the South is awesome. We love Alabama football now, but I'm a Northern guy, built with a little extra insulation. So I do well when it's cold.
We just went down to Alabama a couple of months ago. It was a lot of fun. I'd never been there. I don't think Dan had ever been down there.
A lot of water.
There's a lot of water. There's a lot of trees. There's some great people. There's mold peanuts.
Mold peanuts.
There's all kinds of stuff. It was fun. And I want to ask you about Bassmaster because, you know, I did radio for a long time. And, you know, obviously Dan and I and our family, we grew up in the outdoors hunting and fishing, but we never spent a lot of time in the outdoor industry on that side of things. And then I suppose it was 12, 13 years ago now, I started to dip my toes into it, and now I've been in it for quite a while. And I always did more on the hunting side originally, and then I started to realize, like, if you're gonna have a business in the outdoor world, there's a lot of more opportunity on the fishing side. And being a walleye guy, we've come to realize there's a lot of opportunity on the bass side of the fishing thing, much to our dismay sometimes. Rather do walleyes or lake trout or pike or something, but there's just a lot to do with bass, and bass fishing is fun. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. But man, when you look at, you know, fishing and the professional side of fishing, it's bass. And like the Bassmaster and the Classic, I mean, like, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
It doesn't, and it's the trail to get there. I mean, it's littered with broken hearts and broken dreams because a lot of people say, I want to fish the Classic one day. And you know, I was one of those people for a long time, and I still think in probably some dark closets deep in my soul, I might still think I would want to do that. But having been a part of that organization, have followed the Elite Series and the Opens, and I quickly learned also that I'm not the bass fisherman I thought I was. These guys are amazing anglers, and they truly represent the top tier of the sport. And I think the best part about it is we're participants, right? Tournament fishing is kind of that sport, and it's the all-American dream sport because we can do it at any age, old enough to walk and hold a rod until you're wheeled out on a dock in a wheelchair. And I think that's what makes it so special. And so that gives us a connection to the anglers that fish on the top level. And yeah, bass is king. But I think what's impressive is a lot of these anglers that fish at that level have outerlying passions. A lot of them are crappie anglers. And then off-season, they love to deer hunt. They're they're outdoor enthusiasts like we are. Bass pays their bills, so they focus on that. But they're, I find the best bass anglers are lethal deer hunters. Mm. There's a collection there of just ability to, you know, sniff out game. So, it, you know what? I wouldn't trade that time for anything. I really love to bass fish. I fish a lot of tournaments myself. I mean, between my son and I, this summer, we'll probably fish 24, 25 events.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them are small local things, but something we love to do together.
Some and, around the Brainerd Lakes area?
Yep.
Okay.
I like putting gas in my boat.
So, spending time on Tazen here this week, are you disappointed there's no docks to skip under?
Or well, I will say, if there was a trout that lived under a dock here, I would like to skip a jig to him. But I also like that there are zero docks
at this place. Sure.
That's what makes it all the better.
It's amazing. Well, Thomas Allen is our guest here on Sporting Journal Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to reel up. We got to do another drift. We kind of drifted off our line and I had lost track, but we're going to go over there where there's a few more fish, see if we can't catch one here on the show. We're at Tazen Lake Lodge right now. Brett Amundson and Dan Amundson right over there, two more with Thomas Allen coming up here in just a little bit.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Micah from Kurtz Island Sports Shop. This is the Kurtz Island Fishing Report. With surface water temps in the mid-70s, summer patterns settling in, warm days in the 80s, and all of that brings lots of boat traffic. It's best to schedule your fishing early and late in the day, even after dark. Largemouth bass have been doing very good. They're the heroes of the summer. Evening action on topwater baits, such as plastic frogs and spiders, buzz baits and tail baits, such as whopper ploppers hawk. Early mornings, twitch baits on inside weed lines, and great wacky worm action throughout the day. Midday fish also coming on square bill cranks and chatterbaits over cabbage flats and stump fields. Nice fish to 6 pounds reported with photographic proof this past week on the above mentioned baits. Smallmouth are also doing good, working rock gravel humps with drop shot rigs and 2.5 gulp alive minnows or 3-inch wacky worms. Ned rigs and tube jigs in 14 to 22 feet of water. Search deep coontail edges also, especially with the drop shot rigs. Walleye are also doing good, either along deep weed edges of 14 to 18 feet or out on rocky bars of 18 to 26 feet. Use red tails with the largest leeches you can find. 1/8 to 1/4 ounce jigs, Lindy rigs, drop shotting, and slip bobber rigs. The brighter the day, the deeper typically. Mornings and evenings, lighted slip floats and 10 to 14 foot weeds at night. Muskie are doing good early and late. Bucktails and top water bait time. Work weeds early, then moving out to deeper water as the heat builds. After dark, topwater action for the fearless. Typical summertime patterns. Nice that the weather has finally matched the calendar. Enjoy this time. Get out early on the larger lakes. Boat traffic billing by 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. We anglers need to share, so pick your time on the water wisely. That's all, folks, and good luck.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a partly sunny weekend's in store for us, highs close to 80, a few pop-up storms around. It warms into the low 80s for early next week, a little more humid, and still the chance of showers and storms.
Currently it's 56.
This is Sporting Journal Radio,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we're back, Sporting Journal Radio. We're on Tazen Lake right now. It's Brett Amundson along with Dan Amundson and Thomas Allen from In Fisherman. Thomas, tell us, what do you do at In Fish?
A little bit of everything. My main job, my main obligation is digital content management. Work with a bunch of writers, guys that you and I have both worked with probably for years. And you know, try to get a number of articles published on the website on a weekly basis, and then distributed out through our social media channels, which primarily are Facebook and Instagram. So I spend I would say the lion's share of my time collecting and producing digital content, but also get a co-host in Fisherman Television with Doug Stange and some of the other contributors out there. So that does I get a few trips a year, get to go to some cool places and experience some neat fisheries, but. We did just start a podcast along with everybody else in the outdoor space, but yeah. But it's a great way to tell some unique stories, and I really think that In Fisherman has a unique story to tell, and we're going to be getting into that in the coming months. And there's one way up high.
But... We got one right on the bottom right here. Mm-hmm. We're fishing right now on Tazen Lake, by the way, and we're jigging for trout. We got the live scope out, and he's going to be right. He's probably going for your jig right now.
I don't know where I'm at, but
yeah, I gotta try to find you here.
But all that said, I have also been known to
right there, reel up. He's coming after you. Yeah,
I've also been known to rig boats and take the trash out if need be.
Get ready, Jig.
Come on,
here he comes. Get ready.
Oh,
dang it!
I missed.
He's still on you though. Watch it right here.
Yep.
This is so. I mean, this is compelling radio when you can't see the live.
That's right. Well, this is a visual game, but the excitement changes.
Oh man,
he came down to get that. That was fun.
So close.
But yeah, I get to wear a lot of hats. I mean, there's a bunch of things that I do there, and honestly,
you're gonna get him. You're gonna get him.
Come on.
Oh, he's right on it. Bring him up.
The awkward silence, the radio, the dead air.
I know. He's just so give it like three heavy cranks. See if he follows it up.
We're going to drop it down since he's sinking too.
There you go. I guess now, when we were doing this before, I had to give you full play-by-play.
Yep.
Now you can actually see what's happening.
So much fun.
Oh, gosh. I love it. So, doing the TV show and doing everything that you're doing, are you on the road a lot?
Yeah. I was on the road quite a bit when I was with Bassmaster. This has been I'm setting the hook on LiveScope.
Oh, he's back.
It's not bad. I would say probably, 10, 11 weeks a year. The good news is that I love to hunt. So, fishing season is generally over by September, October. So, my son and I can go climb in a tree stand and we get the most of our work done in, late spring, early summer. So, yeah, it's not bad. I don't mind being on the road a little bit. My wife probably likes it when I do some work on the road too. So,
I'd hate to catch this fish, but I might have to do it.
Well, we tried.
Well, there's another one maybe up here. No, maybe not. Oh, man, it's so much fun. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, come on.
I think that's me.
I'm right next to you.
Well, if you're listening to this radio program right now,
you gotta understand
there's a lot going on. We're having too much fun doing this. It's hard to
Oh, look at this one screaming.
Oh, he is coming quick.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna catch this one for sure. Oh, I pulled it out of his mouth.
We'll drop this right on this guy's dinner plate. He sees it coming back around.
I broke off.
That was a pickerel, maybe.
Not broke.
Bad knot?
Bad knot.
I remember the first day I tied knots out on the water.
Whose knot was that, Dan? Dan's knot broke. Dang it. Well, that was a big nasty jig with a Northland eye candy on it. So we're going to have to call up the guys in Cass Lake and get some more jigs because those jigs work so well. The glow works so well for us up here. You're still trying to catch these fish. You've got three of them down. Is that... You're jigging a fish?
I'm okay. Up there.
Oh, you get him.
Got him.
There we go.
Man, that fish came out of nowhere.
Perfect.
I tell you
this
what,
so much
when
fun.
You get to hear the drag squeal on these, this is probably not a very common way, or it's a relatively new way to catch fish on this lake with this technology and lighter spinning tackle. So, you guys have done this a lot more than me, but I tell you what, lake trout are quickly becoming a favorite of mine.
They're so much fun.
They are, and they're beautiful. Look at that. That's just, he's happy. He wanted to come up and say hi.
I love to do it. I mean, you come up here for the big lake trout and the big pike, of course, but especially for you walleye guys, we get asked all the time, do you have walleyes in there? And it's like, well, no, we don't, but we'll feed you pike.
There's the sound.
Yeah.
If you're not able to see this, you know what that sounds like.
Yeah,
we'll get you back here, bud. Hold on.
We just want to take your picture.
We just want to take your picture. You know what? Thanks for playing.
Send them back.
We'll get them back.
That's so cool. There's lake trout all over down there right
now. Have some of that.
Hey, I got a little
Thank
slime.
You.
slimy high fives, as Garrett Sevier would say.
Well, it's living right.
That's right. No, it's so much fun, and you don't need a live scope up here, of course, as you could jig them on 2D. We started sharpshooting these things on 2D a couple of years ago, and honestly, we've got some places on the lake where there's some structure, and it's just like going up on a reef with walleye gear and jigging them just like walleyes. That's exactly what we're doing. We just happen to have some electronics here where we can see it happen.
It's educational. You're able to gauge reactions, and I think that tells you a little bit about, you know, how you need to work the bait, how the bait is being presented, and
drop it dead. Yeah, back down.
All right.
Yeah, no, you're right, and you know that's one of the things with forward-facing sonar. And I wanted to ask your opinion on this. And I don't know how we're doing for time-wise, but at some point we're gonna have to break from the radio network and go to straight podcast. So you can download this podcast on Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, or watch the entire. You can watch us fish. So if you're listening to us on radio, go to the Sporting Journal YouTube channel and watch us fish at Tazen Lake Lodge right now. And Thomas Allen's gonna jig up another lake trout here. We might have to go back up and start our drift again.
There was a few fish there.
There was a couple. But this is just so much fun, and I love coming out here and jigging these fish. So we get asked all the time if there's walleyes here, and there isn't, but you can eat pike, and we ate pike and lake trout for shore lunch today, and you couldn't tell the difference.
Holy smokes. Arguably the best shore lunch I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And Dan did a fantastic job with the beans today. it's been a struggle for him all week, but we got it knocked out.
It's funny.
Nice to take jabs when he can't hit you back.
Well, we had this secret. He doesn't have a microphone over there. He's behind. He's just going to turn the camera off pretty soon is what he's going to do. There's a secret recipe, and listen to your podcast to find out what I'll give a little cross promote for your podcast.
Okay, well, thank you.
When is the podcast that we did with you going to come out?
Probably before August, but it may be early August, because we have a podcast that we're going to produce at iCast.
Oh, sure.
So that might be something that kind of interferes with when this one comes out, but in the next couple weeks.
And it's In Fisherman.
In Fisherman Storyline.
Storyline.
Available at all your podcast sourcing networks. And, you know, here's the thing. I'll give a little teaser. Why another podcast? Why another fishing podcast? I consume podcasts weekly, probably 3 to 4 hours a week minimum.
Sure.
But I kind of mentioned I was kind of touched by In Fisherman as a young kid and wanted to pursue this career path. And as I was driving from Alabama to Brainerd, I had this idea. I thought, you know, I wonder if we could somehow get all of the old In Fisherman crew together to tell the story of the In Fisherman's inception and really bring
awesome.
It to current. And 2025 is our 50th anniversary. Doug Stange, still leading the way, is a zesty 75 years old and still very active and probably in better shape than me, at least he'd think so. And I think that most of the characters are still out there, you know, Dan Sura, Larry Dahlberg, Dave Sanda, a lot of guys that really made this happen. And we've already talked to them, and we are going to tell the In Fisherman story in a extensive series. So look forward
That's
to that
cool.
in 2025. But yeah, we're happy to be a part of the podcast universe finally.
Sure. Well, we'll watch for that one so people can get the secret recipe for the fish batter. But, you know, for those guys that want to have walleye or want to catch walleye, we'll give you a fish meal that's just as good as your walleye meal.
Yep.
And then you can jig for them like walleyes here. You can jig for lake trout like you're fishing for walleyes here, only they fight a little bit harder.
They do fight a little harder. They're different. I mean, the cool thing with walleyes is you can catch them at so many different places, and this isn't a destination necessarily to pursue trophy walleye. It is not. So you come here for an opportunity at a potential world-class lake trout, and that sometimes overshadows the pike fishing. The pike fishing is through the roof. Unbelievably good here.
Yeah, you had a little bit of fun with the pike today.
I always have fun with the pike.
What did you think about, I don't know how much you want to talk about what we filmed with the TV show, but I know some pictures are already out there on the internet anyway. So you had a chance to fish for some of the big lake trout out here. You got to fight some. While you answer this question, I am just going to back us up with the motor. So you're going to have a little bit of motor noise.
I'll talk over it.
Yeah. So you had a chance to go out there and...
Well, I'm a muskie hunter. I love the muskie fish. I love the big giants of the depths, and I really think the mysterious part of these giant lake trout. You're right. We can catch these action fish, as you call them, until the sun comes up, which really isn't very long around here.
Yeah.
But to really go tangle with an enormous lake trout, that's been a dream of mine forever, and we did okay.
Thomas Allen from In Fisherman is our guest right now. We're gonna continue our discussion with Thomas on the podcast. If you want to hear more from our interview here at Tazen Lake Lodge with Thomas Allen from In Fisherman, go to your favorite podcast download site, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, or go to the Sporting Journal Radio YouTube channel. Next up, we're gonna get a fishing report from Joe Henry. Stay there. If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hey, get a deal on your next Toyota. Whether you want the Fundra or maybe one of the new Tacomas, they've got a new shipment of Tacomas at Invergrove Toyota right now, 494 and Robert Street in Invergrove Heights. You can save $500, an additional $500 trade-in allowance on the lowest advertised prices of the summer, and save more money too by getting the Fish Hunt Forever deal. Go to invergrovetoyota.com/FHF. Fill out the form to save. Invergrove Toyota. 494 Robert Street in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shift. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they just announced another wage increase. You could even earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person, or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in Medford or Merrill online at SPI.careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is now closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They're open daily from 8:30 to 6 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoy $3 off perennials and half price annuals. Go to their new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Vote for your favorite plants and win prizes. Trees and shrubs are available with a 2-week delivery. Scoop into some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and relax on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace. Check out their Casilla popcorn plants for just $10. Visit them off Highway East at Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have. On schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a partly sunny weekend's in store for us, highs close to 80, a few pop-up storms around. It warms into the low 80s for early next week, a little more humid, and still the chance of showers and storms. Currently it's 56.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Live music coming up next week for Wednesday, July 24th in Park Falls at Prizer Park is Lance Black, a rhythm guitar player and singer who uses backup musical tracks for whole band sounds. And for Thursday, July 25th in Phillips at Elk Lake Park is Iron Mule. Both events start at 6 p.m. and we hope to see you there.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, now we're going to go up to Lake of the Woods and check in with Joe Henry with Lake of the Woods Tourism to get a fishing report from the walleye capital. Joe, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. We were just kind of doing a little prep for the show, Joe, and we noticed there's a new website for Lake of the Woods Tourism.
Doesn't that look nice?
That is nice.
Yeah, you know, we've always got nice compliments on our website, but you know what? Technology is always changing, and to make things faster and easier, and you know, you're always trying to improve. But yeah, you know what? LakeOfTheWoodsMN.com, and you know, we got everything on there from informative articles and videos to all of our lodging and information about the angle and how to travel to Lake of the Woods, and really anything you can imagine, Lake of the Woods is on there.
Now it looks nice, and of course you can get a fishing report there anytime too, right? You know, and
we always recipes. Have yes, active fishing report. It's always very active, and charging. You know, we keep them up to date every single week is what we do, and you know, we put out new articles every week. We have an outdoors recipe. I mean, it's really a lot of people tell us that they like it. So, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of a neat deal.
Can I just say, did you not charge your phone before this interview, Joe? Is that what's charging right now? What the heck?
I don't know. I'm always charging my phone because I'm always on my phone. But I don't know if you're seeing something I'm not. But
well, I just heard something.
Did you hear a beep or something? Or what?
You know, I heard something say charging in the background. So,
well, hey, at least Tundras have enough power to do it.
That's right.
No, I'll tell you something. Let me tell you this, and of course, I'm just kidding when I say this, all due respect, but I do have a Tundra, and I've driven a lot of miles, and I always tell my buddies, like, how many miles do you have in your Tundra now? And I'm like, well, I got 370,000, I'm just breaking it in. Yeah. And they say, 370? I go, you know, if I had the kind of money you guys had, I'd buy domestic and turn them over, but I got to make mine last. And of course, I'm just kidding around, but you know how it is, whatever brand of vehicle you go with, if it's done well for you, you usually go back, don't you?
Yeah,
well, or go to Toyota.
Yeah, Invergrove Toyota is where everybody should go, by the way. Invergrove Toyota, of course. InvergroveToyota.com/FHF to save money on your next Tundra and drive it for 370,000 miles. There you go. We call ours, we got a new nickname for our FHF Tundra, Joe, and that's the Fundra, because I was just decided to shorten it up a little bit, and we're always going to fun places.
FH, what'd you call it? Now, people throw acronyms out like people should know what they are. What'd you call it, an FH?
Well, Fish Hunt Forever. So it says Fish Hunt Forever on the side. So FHF, right. Tundra, but I just shortened it up to the Fundra.
I think for you two, very appropriate.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and we're going to be taking the Fundra up to Lake of the Woods here pretty soon. What can we expect up there, Joe? How's fishing?
Oh, fishing's been good. You know, right now it's summer patterns prevail. And, you know, those fish, I mean, you know, for a while there, you could get some on the reefs, the rocks. You could get some out in the mud, somewhere in the sand. Right now, a lot of those fish have transitioned, like they normally do this time of year, out to the deep mud. Big schools, big numbers of walleyes out in the deep mud. Anything from 28 to 33 feet of water. And, you know, you get out there in that deep mud, and when you get on those huge schools, and these schools can literally go for miles and miles. But you get on these huge schools, and you turn your electronics on, hook, 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 hook. You see schools of bait, but you drop spinners with crawlers down to them, or you pull crankbaits through them, whichever. And I'll tell you what, it can be game on. You can do real quick.
Yeah, and you filmed a TV show up there recently, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just with John Thielen of Destination Fish, and we. I'll tell you what we did. We went to the north end of the lake. He had fished a few days earlier and got some nice fish up there. So naturally, you know, we went back, and it was funny. We get up there and the water was a little bit kind of like chocolate milk. It had blown quite a bit from the south. So the north end of the lake was dirty. Now we went through a ton of fish, but because of that dirty water, they just weren't going. So we actually slid, you know, you always got to go to the other side of the lake, right? So we went back to where we came from on the south end of the lake. And we were on about 34 feet of water, marked a ton of fish. The water was clean. Dropped our 2-ounce bouncers and spinners down, and we stroked fish. Boom, 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 boom. And, you know, we put a TV show together real quick. But I tell you, before that, in that muddy water, if we would have stayed there because there was fish, we would have died there. And by changing locations on the lake to get to cleaner water, that made all the difference in the world.
So I'm just looking through this website a little more, and I know you posted at some point about being able to check a bunch of webcams, I think, so you could take a look at the lake. And now I'm looking at wave buoys, and if people are making a trip and they want to see what conditions are like, it's pretty easy to do now, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you something. So first off, those webcams, there's a number of resorts in different places, like around the lake, the Rainy River, Northwest Angle, that have webcams. And it's really kind of neat, because like in the morning, just before 8 o'clock, if you want to watch the parade of charter boats going on the river, if you see there's storms up north and you want to just check the storms out, want to see what kind of waves are on the lake. There's a couple that are right on the lake at the resorts, you know. There's one at Young's Bay right up on the which is the main harbor up at the Northwest Angle. But it's just kind of fun to see what's going on up there, you know. Well, then in addition, we have a project that's been going on for a while with wave buoys. You know, when you go to some of the Great Lakes, you can log on to a website and it'll tell you how big the waves are 5 miles offshore, let's say. Well, Lake of the Woods, if Lake of the Woods was a Great Lake, it'd be the sixth largest Great Lake.